Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, all you yakkers. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I hope so.
I know I did.
Ish. Yeah, you worked, didn't you? Yeah. Were you here?
Yeah, I worked a little.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah. So, we have a bunch of Twitter followers this week.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
You have a big old list.
I have a huge list. Well, at least for us anyway.
I was going to say, well, that's a matter of opinion, actually.
Anyway, we've got Kilted Fox, Texas Liberal Lady, SecularOutreach.net. I wonder who that is.
I know.
Wish I said that. Your Voice, Tiffany, Rob Caulfield, Shelley, Tom Essel.
It's Thomas.
Tom. I call him Tom.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine.
I know. I'm just saying.
Dulcie Sweetie, B. Mystery.
Is that B or Bay?
B. Okay. As in B. Arthur.
Got it.
Okay. Alice McFadgen. Elliot Springfield, Atheism 101.
I'm not doing it. Don't look at me like that.
Atheism 101 podcast. David Williamson and Brian Bushwood. Or Brushwood. I got that one wrong.
That's terrible.
I know.
Get it right.
I will next time.
Sure. Sure you will.
Anyway, we have another announcement from the Sun Network.
All righty.
We have brought in a new show.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Paranormal Skeptic Academy.
Yes.
With C. Webb.
That's hard for you to say, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You always have problems speaking.
I don't know.
No surprise. Weird. No, that's normal.
Okay, if you say so. Anyway, Paranormal Skeptic Academy. I really like this show. I've listened to like 5 or 6 of the first sets so I can get into it. And I think the last 3 of his latest shows. And what he does is he breaks down the paranormal TV shows, you know, what used to be on science channels, now shows paranormal
the
shows.
Ones that you watch and you just yell at the shows, because that's what I used to do.
I stopped watching because I lost my voice.
You don't watch that.
No. But yeah, he breaks it down real nice. He brings a lot of science into it, gets a lot of explanations of what's really going on, and sometimes makes fun of the host.
Yes.
So you should definitely check him out. That's Paranormal Skeptic Academy. And you can find all of his information over on the SecularOutreachNetwork.com, which we are also part of.
As well.
Yes. Very nice.
Very nice.
But I think we'll get into the actual show.
Let's do it.
So we have a Mr. Potter update.
Ooh, an actual update for a change.
Occasionally these guys show back up because they're so Potter.
I was going to say, they always have history.
Yeah, they do.
And it continues.
Yeah. Some of you may remember Mr. Potter Award winner from earlier this summer. I don't remember the exact show. But Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore.
Okay.
He won for his gay marriage stance against the Obergefell decision from the Supreme Court, which legalized gay marriage.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sorry, I was trying to work
my words. I was going to say, are you tripping here? What's up?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyway.
Tune in.
So this week, he said something very interesting. He issued an administrative order declaring that Alabama probate judges have a ministerial duty not to issue any gay marriage licenses.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He can't do that.
Well, he can do that. That doesn't mean it's legal, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He can't do that.
Anyway, he said that simple black letter law, the effect of Obergefell on those existing orders has to be determined by the Alabama Supreme Court. So the Obergefell decision is the Supreme Court decision, right?
Okay.
That legalized gay marriage earlier this year.
Right, right.
So what he is saying is that that needs to be looked at by the state court.
Is he for real?
Yeah. Apparently the lawsuit filed against him, I think it was, or against the state for not following the rules, has to be seen by the state Supreme Court before he can obey the federal Supreme Court.
This is how he became Potter, because he thinks he's the king of his own country.
Right. Well, here's the sad part. He can't be impeached, so he can't be removed.
That's crap.
And he cannot be reelected in 2018, so he doesn't have to worry about that. He's too old.
Ah, okay.
Right? So in 2018, he's done. So he's just going to do whatever he
can. He's just like, no holds bar. We're going to do whatever I choose to do. Right. It doesn't matter what anyone else has to say. Even if it's the law, it doesn't matter.
Right. So he's a lame duck.
Yeah.
Judge.
I think jerk judge. Yeah. Okay.
Well, luckily, there's a lot of probate judges who are defying his order.
As they should.
Last I heard, I think 41 of the 56 or something like that were saying, yeah, we'll go ahead and give marriage licenses out.
Good. That's good to hear. Good. Yeah.
One clerk said this. Well, after he reviewed, let me try that again.
You cannot talk. You need to finish your drink.
I don't have a drink.
It's right here. Finish it. I think you need it.
Okay.
Go.
Well, after he reviewed that and the county attorney did, we decided to continue. The Supreme Court ruling still stands. So that's one of the chief clerks in, I forgot where it was.
You didn't think
I didn't write it down.
What's with you? You're like off the game today.
Oh, we had an extra long week off.
What?
We skipped. We didn't skip.
No, I was going to say we had to do that one early because you're freaking work.
Yeah. Which threw me completely off, but that's okay.
Get with the groove, dude.
All right.
If you're like me, you may have been a fan of shows like Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State, or Ghost Adventurers. But at some point you said to yourself that these shows are complete crap. They're superstition masquerading as science. But don't worry, I'm here to shed light on these shows and point out their flaws using skepticism, the scientific method, reason, logic, and a little bit of humor. This is Paranormal Skeptic Academy, and it can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, or at ParanormalSkepticAcademy.com.
How about we talk about somebody from my home state?
Oh, because, you know, you just can't get enough of that.
Yeah, Franklin Graham.
Uh-huh.
He announced he will embark on a 50-state tour of the United States next year called Decision America Tour. It will have 50 planned events at state capitals around the country, at which Graham says he will urge Christians to become more involved in politics and support candidates who believe in and demonstrate biblical principles.
Now, this is Billy Graham's kid, right?
Yes.
Okay, so North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Ugh. Yeah. Last time we lived there, though, Billy Graham was still around.
Well, I think he's still alive.
Well, he was real into the scene then. If he is alive, he's not into it anymore.
Right. Well, but that's not the worst thing he said.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, he said some other stuff. Here we go. Secularism crept into American government as the Cold War ended, and Christians today must do their best to root it out.
So, really?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That's not the worst thing.
Okay.
He could have won a Potter Award for this.
Well,
just for this one action.
Go ahead.
I have a better Potter.
All right. Okay.
Secularism and communism. There's no difference.
It is better.
So he's equating communism directly to the secularism of America. There can be no bigger misrepresentation of either one of those two items.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Communism.
And he's going to go on tour.
Yeah. Which, when he comes to Washington.
Oh, I know you'll be there.
Guess who's going to be there?
Oh, yeah. I already foreseen that coming.
Yeah. So I'll let you guys know when he comes to Washington, and we'll have a big rally down there. I'll schedule it.
For those who are close enough to do such things.
I don't care if
you fly
you
can
in.
Watch in other states, too. You know?
Oh, I plan on it.
So, is this for real?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm on his mailing list, so I know when he's going to be where.
Of course you are. So, secularism is the death of everything.
But I'm not done with him yet.
Okay.
United States system of government, quote, has come from God, and secularists are wanting to take it away. They're wanting to take God out of government. The progressives want to push us off to one side. Well, I'm here to say I'm not going without a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, United States system of government did not come from God. Obviously, he doesn't know his history in any way.
He knows David Barton history.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is just absolutely absurd. And he's basically, he's playing to, you know, all your religious people, you know, get out there and vote and let's bring this country back to God kind of a thing, right?
In fact, he asked the crowd to imagine the change if most elected officials in American cities were born again Christians.
Really?
Yeah. Good stuff there.
Imagine the change.
Yeah, I can imagine the change.
Oh, I don't think it'll be change. I'll think it'll be repetitive.
Yeah, well.
I think we already played that route in our history's time. I mean, we could look back several times, actually, and we've already played that one.
Yeah.
So.
And they were fighting communism then, too. So.
Whatever. Oh, I can even go farther back than that.
All right.
But, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'll bring some signs.
That's going to be a busy day.
Yes, it is.
Hello, everybody. We are Matt.
And Tim.
From Atheism 101.
The podcast.
We pick a new topic each week, research the crap out of it, and then teach you all about it.
We've done Scientology, Mormonism, Norse mythology, sex, early Christianity, and even an episode on the link between cornflakes and masturbation. Intrigued yet?
After enjoying this fine show, why don't you come over and give us a try?
You can find the show on iTunes.
Or follow us or whatever on Twitter at Atheism101Pod.
Come on, buddy, keep your tempo up. You can like us on Facebook at Atheism101Podcast.
Or visit the website at atheism101podcast.com.
But for God's sake, don't take our word for it.
Good night.
Okay, this is Sun Promos Take One. We pick a new topic each week, research the crap out of it, and then teach you all about it. No, I got way too into it.
Anyway, let's move on to Texas.
Yes.
Because we love Texas.
Yes, we seem to go there often, actually.
Well, Governor Abbott.
I just want to do it.
Do it. I'm
not going to do it.
Oh, well. Gives us a double dose of crazy this week.
Abbott. Thank you. Can't help it.
This may shock many of you, but the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, does not understand the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution. I know. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Back in December, the Brewster County Sheriff's Office placed blue and white Christian crosses on the back of their patrol cars. When it was pointed out the religious symbols more than likely violate the First Amendment, more than likely.
You think?
Yeah. Sheriff Ronnie Dodson asked the Texas Attorney General to issue an opinion on whether or not the blatantly Christian symbols are a violation.
Really?
Yeah, they actually had to ask.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait, did I hear that right? They had to ask?
But the Texas Attorney General has not made his decision on this yet.
Why?
I don't know why.
I was going to say, what's the problem? Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
But Governor Greg Abbott did. And by the way, he's the former Attorney General.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So here's what he says.
All right.
The Constitution demands respect for religious expression rather than hostility towards it. And Governor Abbott fully supports Sheriff Dodson's decision to allow his deputies to display the cross on patrol vehicles. The spokesman for the governor said on Tuesday.
What?
Yeah. So.
The Constitution demands respect for religious expression rather than hostilities towards
it. So, I don't know what he's seeing, but when I see a Christian cross on the back of a patrol
car, that to me seems hostile.
Towards us.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's. Oh, gosh, the whole whiny, oh, everyone's taking away my religious rights, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's so exhausting to listen to that whine. There's one whine I don't like.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I've got more from him.
Okay.
This feels like an entire Potter
show. Well, I was going to say, it's like a whole Potter show. What
the
hell?
I don't know. It's weird.
Anyways.
All right. He wants Texas to lead the call for a convention to amend the U.S. Constitution. And take power from the federal government, which he says is run amok.
Run amok, amok, amok.
Amok, 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 yeah. if we're going to, this is a quote, if we're going to fight for, protect, and hand on to the next generation the freedom that President Reagan spoke of, then we have to take the lead and restore the rule of law in America. Like the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
That's the law in America. So he wants a constitutional convention to basically take away the supremacy clause in the Constitution.
Right. So give the states the right to override any federal ruling.
Yeah. So he's got a plan.
Oh, okay.
So there's a 9-point plan. I'm going to read them off.
Are you sure you can without tripping?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibit Congress from regulating activity that occurs wholly within one state.
Okay.
I can only assume he means marriage.
Yeah, right.
Or fishing license. I'm not sure. Require Congress to balance its budget. Not a bad idea. I'm okay with that. There's some weirdness about it. I don't know how he plans on doing that. Uh-huh. Prohibit administrative agencies from creating federal law. So EPA, FDA, things like that. So they make regulations, which aren't really federal law. So he's got that a little bit wrong.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So, like, things that are for protecting us as consumers and whatnot.
Or
he wants to do away with that.
Right, because it hurts ranchers in Oregon.
Well, there's a great plan. I don't see any problems with that happening.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better.
Uh-huh.
Prohibit administrative agencies from preempting state law. So, again, the EPA would not have power over state law. So, if a state says, we don't care who dumps in our rivers, and we make a law about it, EPA can't say anything about it.
Oh, there's a great idea. Yeah.
Here's another good one.
Okay.
Allow a 2/3 majority of the states to override a U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Well, what the hell? Why not? Let's add that.
Yeah, let's just take away the Supreme Court in general.
Well, I was going to say, what's the point of even wasting the time of the Supreme Court in the first place?
There's another one. Require a 7-justice supermajority vote for the U.S. Supreme Court decisions that invalidate a democratically enacted law. I can only assume he's talking about gay marriage again.
Okay, I was going to say, translate that a little for me.
So, if a law is voted in, right,
uh-huh.
and then someone says, hey, this law is unconstitutional,
right.
it goes to Supreme Court, he's saying it has to be a supermajority, which is 7 of 9 judges. Because usually those things come to a 5-4 decision.
Right, right, yeah.
Or 6-3, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So he wants to make sure that they can't just...
Basically so that each state can say, no, we don't want that.
No, this is just the Supreme Court.
No, I know that. Yeah. But, yeah.
So... Restore the balance of power between federal and state governments by limiting the former to the powers expressly delegated to it in the Constitution. I don't know, maybe like Article 7, Paragraph 2, which states the Supremacy Clause?
That's what I was just going to say.
Give state officials the power to sue federal court when federal officials overstep their bounds.
Wow, he just really wants it all, doesn't he?
Yeah. And last but not least... Allow 2/3 majority of the states to override a federal law or regulation.
What's the point of even having the federal government in the first place,
basically,
then? Because in his eyes, he just doesn't want it, period.
He wants to dismantle the power of federal government.
Completely.
He's one of those that wants to have a government so small you can drown in a bathtub.
Right.
And he would have been our Potter Award winner.
Uh-huh.
Right. Very close.
Uh-huh.
But I have a better one.
Okay. Of course you do.
I always do.
Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
All right, so this time...
I never we're going, gets old, by the way.
I know. This time, we're going back home to North Carolina.
Oh, gosh, again?
Yeah, but a little further away than the Franklin Graham.
Uh-huh.
This is on kind of the middle of the state.
Blah, blah, blah. It's all North Carolina.
Yeah. So it goes to State Assemblyman Carl Ford.
Okay.
He was brought to my attention earlier this week when a fan at the Original Motto Project commented on a post about In God We Trust stickers in China Grove, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
On his Facebook page, he said this. The town of China Grove catching flack from some outsiders about our national motto. In God We Trust being posted in town hall and police officers. Their state representative, Carl Ford, supports them fully.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I wonder what else he has. Because they always have something.
Yes.
Well, that same fan then went on to give me some information regarding a bill he had tried to pass for North Carolina in 2013, which would have allowed North Carolina to set up a state religion.
A state religion?
Uh-huh. State religion.
Like, we declare this one religion for our state kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here it goes.
Uh-huh.
The Constitution of the United States does not grant the federal government and does not grant the federal court's power to determine what is and is not constitutional. Therefore, by virtue of the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the power to determine constitutionality and the proper interpretation and proper application of the Constitution is reserved to those states and to the people.
Okay.
That's an introduction.
I was going to say, so pause, translate, because you read that kind of fast. So.
Well, I read that fast because that's a lot to read.
Well, I was going to say, and for us who kind of tuned out.
Very funny.
I have other things in my head, so translate.
All right. Translating is that, much like Governor Greg Abbott,
he
doesn't want federal government mucking around in his state.
Well, that's pretty much what I took from that. Yeah, that's what I took from that.
And that the provisions written in the Constitution don't mean anything because he doesn't like them, is basically what he's saying.
Right, right. And which is, yeah.
Supreme Court and Congress and all this stuff. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got from that.
So, here's some more stuff from it. Each state in the Union is sovereign and may independently determine how that state may make laws respecting an establishment of religion.
So, he just wants all other things to go away and Christianity rule.
Yeah.
Well, hell. Just his particular.
More than likely.
Yeah.
So what I find interesting is that he says he supports and defends the Constitution. It's on his Facebook page.
I was going to say that's kind of hypocritical there.
Yet ignores the most basic rights that it guarantees.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's extremely hypocritical. He's kind of like two-faced and saying, I'll tell you this, but this is really what I'm about.
Right. But he always, always, always defends the Second Amendment. Always. So that's the most important amendment.
I was going to say, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. But I'm not done.
Okay.
As I said, he's better than the rest.
Okay.
So he's also a bit of a hypocrite.
I think I just said that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is on a different matter.
Well, it all goes with it. Because
he says he's for cutting budgets, reducing the size of government, and opposing anything proposed by President Obama.
Uh-huh.
Unless his district needs a bridge.
So let me guess, he's against all that, but he needed a bridge, so he took it.
Yeah, so in November 2013, he happily announced the building of a $136 million bridge for his district.
Which he took greatly.
And was built with Obama stimulus money.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's just fine taking the money.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, total hypocrite.
Yeah. And he happens to be one of the most religious state representatives I've run across in a long time.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
His Facebook is 90% religious post.
On his official
page? Yes. Because I can't see his personal page. Not much of his personal page. But his politician page. It doesn't say assemblyman. It's his politician. So I can't do...
Right.
I'm going to like that. That's his personal page.
Right.
Including this beauty right here.
Interesting.
Which says... It's a picture, and it says, vote biblical. Before you vote tomorrow, number one, pray. And number two... Do your research.
Yes, because, you know, we don't want to vote knowing what they stand for or anything.
Only after you pray. So, yeah, that's just an example of one of the craziness on his page.
I pray for a pony. Okay, now I'll go do my research.
Yeah.
That's right. Ridiculous.
But now we get to what he's done this year.
Oh, so we're now up to current events.
Yeah, close. There was a bunch more in between, but, you know. Too much.
Show only goes on for so long.
Yeah. And we come to House Bill 596, called the Reproductive Health and Safety Education Revisions.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think I'm going to like this one.
You probably won't.
Okay.
So, this is already a state law, which is fine.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to make some changes.
All right.
So, currently, there are provisions in it which teach abstinence from sexual activity outside of marriage is the expected standard for all school-aged children.
Yeah, because that's absolutely realistic. Right.
So I'm going to read some of the stuff that it says, because it's crazy. Presents techniques and strategies to deal with peer pressure, offering positive reinforcement, presents reasons, skills, and strategies for remaining or becoming abstinent from sexual activity, teaches that abstinence from sexual activity is the only certain means of avoiding out-of-wedlock pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, when transmitted through sexual contact, including HIV and AIDS, and other associated health and emotional problems.
This is good stuff.
Right. Teaches that a mutually faithful monogamous heterosexual relationship in the context of marriage is the best long life means for avoiding sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV and AIDS. Now, before I go on, I'm going to stop.
I was going to say something too, so go ahead.
Probably the same thing I'm going to say.
Maybe. Let's see.
Faithful, monogamous, heterosexual relationships.
That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, we can't talk about homosexual relationships at all.
Let alone the history that kind of goes along with this idea of teaching and these practices. Right. Because, you know, it always goes exactly like that, right?
And then when there's one more provision that's in there. Teaches the positive benefits of abstinence until marriage and the risk of premarital sexual activity. Okay. Now, he wants... There is a provision in the law which currently states, materials used in the instruction shall be age-appropriate for use with students. Information conveyed during the instruction shall be objective and based upon scientific research that is peer-reviewed and accepted by professionals and credentialed experts in the field of sexual health education. What part do you think he wants to change out of that?
I can think of several.
Which one? Just
no,
guess.
No.
Because it's not going to be what you think.
Okay, then you have to tell me now.
Okay. He wants to remove the part about them being experts in the field of sexual health.
What?
It will
okay,
just,
totally not what I yeah, thought. Yeah.
It will just say experts. It won't specify what kind of expert.
It could be an expert in veterinary care. It
could be a muffler expert.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm almost... Okay, I'm speechless. I mean... So, he has a problem with...
People who know... Sexual health education. Teaching sexual health education. That's a problem for him.
Well, I was just going to say, it's because they don't promote just abstinence because they understand that is so freaking not realistic.
These are the people who would be reviewing the material, right? Uh-huh. Not necessarily teaching it.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't want someone in there who can say, this isn't factual. This is not what needs to be taught. Because we need to turn this down.
It's going to show that his concept of what he wants to teach is stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, counterproductive. And actually, they have proven that going with this kind of thinking and this kind of teaching actually promotes the complete opposite results.
Yes, it does.
I mean, they have proven it time and time again.
Right.
That the areas, the schools that promote abstinence as like their main form of sexual education turn out to have the highest freaking, you know, teenage pregnancies and STDs and, you know, what have you. So, come on. That's so ignorant.
But we're not done. Oddly enough, I have another thing for him.
Okay.
And it's on the same bill.
Oh, okay.
And here's where my biggest problem lies with this entire situation.
Okay.
The wording is this. The bill requires teaching of birth control, which is good. Right. So the second section teaches about birth control and STDs and things like that.
So wait, the first thing is abstinence, then, and now it's but if you
there's
do,
this stuff that you can do, right?
I was going to say that's pretty much not what he's teaching though beginning though.
But it has that, and it says it shall have these things, which is birth control, condom use.
Yeah, but I don't see anything in the first half that's
right,
saying
that's the most important part.
If you do,
right? There's a second section to the bill, and that's what we're about to talk about.
All right, I'm still getting irritated.
So, and it mainly talks about birth control.
Okay.
In the second section.
Okay, okay.
And things like that. But it is expressly prohibited from even mentioning emergency contraception.
Like the after pill thing?
Well, it doesn't. Currently, it doesn't. That's the change he wants.
Oh, okay.
Right? He wants to say this. So, after the part where it says talks about birth control, it's going to say, except for drugs such as those marketed under Preven or Plan B or any equivalent drug product as defined by GS9, 0-85, blah, right? That may cause spontaneous abortions.
So he's basically good with just the traditional kind of preventive.
I don't even think he's good with that. But
well, as I say, so does that mean he's against the pill too?
No, not necessarily.
Because that's
he's
a
not,
drug.
That doesn't cause... Well, it's a different kind of drug from Plan B or Preven.
This
is the morning after pill stuff.
Well, I was going to say, this is the morning after pill.
Right. So here's where... The problem really is with this.
Okay, okay.
The wording is very misleading.
Okay.
In that these drugs do not cause abortions.
No.
Not a single one of them cause an abortion. At least not the ones that he's named.
Oh,
They prevent fertilized eggs from implanting on the uterus.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
Which is not an abortion.
No, because it is
It's not even a miscarriage because it's not a pregnancy yet.
Right. It has not become a pregnancy until it attaches.
Right.
Because the cell division does not start happening yet.
Right. Till then, it's still just... I don't even know. What is it? A zygote, right? I think somebody's going to have to write in and tell me what it is.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't had kids in a long time. But yeah, so, I mean, it's not causing abortions. It's just preventing.
But I still have issues.
Okay, of course you do.
Even if they did cause abortions, which they don't.
Right.
They could never cause a spontaneous abortion.
Sounds like an explosion or something.
Spontaneous is medically defined as developing without apparent external influence, force, cause, or treatment. There's no way taking a pill can cause a spontaneous abortion because you have now taken spontaneous and made it intentional.
Well, I'm thinking headache pills don't even work spontaneously. They take 30 minutes.
Well, no. So the whole point is spontaneous means we don't know the cause. Or there is no known cause, right?
Right.
So like spontaneous combustion, right?
That's what
it just happens, right?
Yeah.
So that's what this is. And in fact, spontaneous abortions is defined by the medical community as non-induced embryonic or fetal death or passage of products of conception before 20 weeks of gestation. Otherwise known as a miscarriage.
I was going to say, that sounds like a miscarriage.
So, spontaneous abortions don't actually exist. I mean, they do exist as miscarriages, but you cannot induce a spontaneous abortion.
Right, that's what I was just going to say, because they say, you know, they're very against abortion, but yet when a woman has a miscarriage, that was God's plan for her to not have that baby. Right.
But so,
and that's okay, because God can do abortions.
Technically, if this revision were to pass, it would have no teeth. Because the word spontaneous abortion has no meaning.
I actually forgot for half a second this was a bill he was trying to pass.
Right. But spontaneous abortion is a term used by the anti-choice people.
Right.
And they...
Again, I still have issues. Can't they stay out of a woman's reproductive system? I mean, my God, go look under your own hood.
Yeah, well, they can't do that.
I mean, it's like that one woman we talked about with that, you know, funny bill she was, she was passing just to kind of prove a point.
Right.
I mean, it's just get out of it and move on to more important, serious things.
Yeah.
But then again, look at all the other things. So he kind of doesn't quite understand more important, serious actually being the main thing he doesn't seem to understand.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah, this guy gave me a lot of issues during the writing. I was like, this guy's just such an idiot. In fact, he's earned the name Crazy Carl Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very weird.
I can see that.
Yeah. Because I hit the tip of the iceberg with this guy. I don't have time. I could do two shows on him.
He's just there's that more crazy. That
yeah.
he...
Yeah, he runs a radio show.
Oh, and in his spare time as well.
Yeah, apparently.
From calling the people on the other side of the country whiners.
Yeah. No, this is a different guy.
Oh, okay.
No. That was the mayor. No, the mayor pro tem of China Grove.
Oh, because I remember hearing China Grove.
Yeah. That was a whole nother issue that we...
You have too many things intertwining and it's killing me.
I know. They're all starting to run together.
Yes,
now.
They are. I'm listening to 8 million different stories and they all just blend.
You need to learn to prioritize my words.
You need to learn to speak better.
And on that note...
I think we're done.
I think I'm done yakking.
And we will have to yak at you next week.
That is correct.
Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network. Sun is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment, and just maybe, to do some good along the way. Find out more about the Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.